necessarily making a fuss as to how much you work at home. But use the sutras, they form the shortest, clearest, and most up-to-date way to illuminate. There is nothing better than Yoga Sutra in the entire Hindu philosophy. Whether it is Raj Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Hatha Yoga, Kundalini Yoga, Laya Yoga, Karma Yoga, there is nothing as good, as definite, as perfect as Yoga Sutra. Yoga Sutras, if you read, after the third book, it seems like religious or spiritual fiction. There is a very delicate distance between fiction and fact. As long as you don't experience that is said here is fiction. Therefore, more than the exposition, the practices are very, very essential. You get my point? That is why I am time and again requesting you to see that you perfect your practices. For example, supposing I take book number 4, I will read out the first sutra, see whether it looks like fiction or fact. Clear in book 4, read the first sutra. The consciousness, that means the awareness of an object, this object could be a human being, is attained by concentration on its fourfold nature. The form through examination, the quality through discriminative participation, the purpose through inspiration, and the soul through identification. I am sure you will think, you will agree with me that none of you can make any head or tail out of this sutra. Unless you experience certain things, this sutra will have no meaning. And this is the beginning of fourth rearranged book. We have got the fifth, first part and the fifth, second part. So all these will be for you fiction. Even as I make my point clear in my exposition to explain to you, the fourth book I am just explaining before I come back to third book, I will read out for you. We are all the time talking about a disciple who has made steady progress on the path till now through practices. The words to understand in this proper sequence are examination, which is outward, discriminative participation, means one goes below the surface to know, inspiration, only through inspiration and perception can the purpose for which an object exists can be known, finally, identification, to become one with the object, whether it is objective or subjective in nature. One begins this by synchronizing one's breathing to that of the object, that is the other human being, and then measuring the state of awareness and know how much is the soul imprisoned. Here, object is human being. This is from dana to dhyana stage. You don't understand anything, even this position you won't understand. You see, when you do your practices, you have to not only feel your breath, you have to experience your breath. Not only you have to experience your breath, you have to synchronize your breath with your prana. After synchronizing your breath, all you have to do is to mark the push of prana within your body-brain system, which you have not yet experienced. because you have not yet come to perfection of your practice. That is why I am so keen that you do very regularly your exercise. Now, coming to book 3. See what the author means and why I am so anxious that you be very regular. See, we take a book 3 rearranged. Huh? We take book 3 rearranged, okay? We need the first sutra. The attainment of spiritual consciousness is rapid for those whose will is intensely alive. Now, to understand the very purpose of this sutra, we have to have a background. If you use your will, you will use it only when you have to do something you don't like. If you like a thing, there is no will required. You love to do it. So the very word will is not proper here. The meaning of will being, you are doing these practices against your good wishes. Here the word instead of will should be your own desire, your willingness to do this exercise. But even before this, there is a stage. Even before this, the first stage is, you are aware that I should tread this path. Without this awareness, what will you do? So first must come your awareness. When your awareness comes up, you go straight away to book 1 rearranged and see 14th sutra. Book 1, rearrange, see the 14th sutra. When the object to be gained is sufficiently valued, every day at home, some of you tell me you have no time, you are short of time. Some say that I waste 2 hours in transport. Some say that I have to do so many things, I have to attend a work early. Well, from my point of view, I'll tell you, if you have to miss your breakfast, miss it. If you have to miss your dinner, miss it. If you have to miss your TV series, miss it. And you're lucky if you have a 2 hours in the transport to wait. You can do your things separately. So don't tell me you have no time. If you analyze 24 hours, around 8 hours you sleep, around 8 hours you just talk and waste time, around 8 hours you work half-heartedly in your offices. That's the 24 hours. And if you don't find time for this most potent, most rewarding work, I will not extend. Remember, we will be proceeding to book 4. And from book 4 onwards, unless your practices have been perfected, all the sutras will be fiction. You get my point? I'll give you a little example from my life. Even today, when I go to sleep at night, 1 minute of normal 3SRB, 1 minute of 36, 1 minute of 18, 1 minute of 12, and I sleep immediately till I get up in the morning. Once in a month or 2 months, I may get up in the night, or I may be made to get up in the night by a telephone call. Once again, I repeat this before I sleep. 1 hour of normal breathing, 1 hour of 36, 1 minute of 36, 1 minute of 18, 1 minute of 12 normal SRB, and I sleep. Today, SRB for me is very elementary. I need not do it. Yet, certain things have to be done. And from my age of 7, today 72, means for 65 years I have not taken a holiday. I just want to say that if I expect from you certain hard labor, because I have put in hard labor, you get it? And there will be no reward without this hard labor. The more you will go on with your three-step rhythmic breathing, the more you will experience this breath. This breath, as the music sinks into your ears and into your brain, the rhythm of breathing must sink into your entire body-brain system. You must feel it. Only when you do it enough, and there is nothing like enough, because it has to be 24 hours. So if you do it as much as you can, let that rhythm be experienced in your body. Let your chest feel like this. Let your arms feel like this. You see? So rhythm must entirely sink in your body. At any time of the day or night, if you just start your three steps, your legs, your arms, your chest, your neck, something in the head, all the time the rhythm of three steps with this breathing must be experienced. You must go so intimately into three-step rhythmic breathing. You get my point? Only then you will get this. Will you get the benefit of phase exercise? You might think that you are doing phase exercise, but unless you experience the rhythm of three-step rhythmic breathing, you will not enjoy the rhythm of three-step rhythmic breathing at 18 and 36. You will get tired instead of getting fresher. When you do 36 for 20 minutes, you should come out fresher and not tired. You will get tired if you are not enjoyed and experienced the rhythm. Unless you will not do this, you will not experience the more subtle prana flowing into your body. This is very essential. You get my point? So when I tell you, when I ask you about your refining exercise and about your three-step rhythmic breathing, I want you to sink into the rhythm of three-step rhythmic breathing. You get my point? Your whole body must experience the rhythm when you breathe. Because in these exercises, after phase 4, up to phase 4 is an expansion of our three-step rhythmic breathing, in three cycles, 12, 18, 36. Later, you have to play with prana. And unless you experience the rhythm of three steps, you will not experience the movement of prana, which is very essential. Prana must not remain fiction in you, in your mind and body. Prana must become a soothing, moving force within your body. When prana moves, every inch that it will move, or every millimeter that it will move with your breath, each breath, whether the cycle is 18 or 36, this all will only do with 18. So with every breath, a millimeter of movement and you will feel within your body-brain system. You will sense a sort of delight within your body-brain system. But before that can be experienced, you must experience the rhythm of breath, the three-step rhythmic breathing. You get my point? And to get the beauty of three-step rhythmic breathing, your refining exercises are very essential. Because unless all the knots are removed, all the emotional and your mental knots are removed from your body-brain system, you will not enjoy nor experience the rhythm of three-step rhythmic breathing. that is why the timing exercises are very important, and then only the three-step breathing can be enjoyed and experienced. And only after that, the phase exercise has the meaning. That we are meeting practically at end of June, 28th of June. There was nearly 2 months, 1 month and 25 days. Enjoy the moment of rest. Enjoy the rhythm of rest. And like today, when you raise your hands, on 28th, make me happy again by saying that you are enjoying and experiencing the rhythm of three separate breathing. You see, because once we go to book 455, part 1 and 2, whatever I will say will be fiction. Unless you go on step by step experiencing what I will tell you. You get my point? Now we go to book 3. Pardon? Book 3. I read the first sutra. The attainment of spiritual consciousness is rapid for those whose will is intensely alive. What does it mean? The first and foremost, it calls for awareness of conscious progress. Depending on samskar, right or wrong, that kind of knowledge to progress on the path will come one's way, and accordingly that branch of yoga abhyas will be followed. Have you understood what I have to tell you? There is a right way and a wrong way to proceed, and your choice is taken away from you. Because it will depend upon your past samskars. Most of us, I have seen thousands of aspirants coming on the path. They have come through regret, suffocation, defeat in life. That means many of us go to God as a last resort. When nothing on this earth can make us happy, we try God for happiness. God is polite, but He will not accept you. God is polite, but He will not accept you. Therefore, your choice will be wrong in this life. Or in your next life, if your choice has been wrong in this life. We go to God, we go on this path as the best thing available to us and superior to anything else in this world. With that feeling we have to go on the path. So depending on what feeling or with which feeling we have come on the path in our last birth will depend on in this birth which path we will take. So, before we go further, I'll repeat it to you. At first it calls for awareness of conscious progress. Depending on samskar, right or wrong, that kind of knowledge to progress on the path will come one's way, and according to that, that branch of yoga abhyas will be followed. Wrong knowledge, because many approach the path out of fear and frustration. This path is meant for those who are keen on taking the first steps of the path and have no desire for gaining psychic powers. Once those who have taken the right direction and who put in constant and non-stop effort, progress will be quickest. So the sutra is to be understood after we understand this. The second sutra. Those who employ the will likewise differ, for its use may be intense, moderate and gentle. In respect to the attainment of true spiritual consciousness, there is yet another way. Time and again I have drawn your attention to Book 1, Sutra 14, time and again. Why? Why? If the object to be gained is sufficiently valued, supposing 1 minute of daily life is worth 100 rupees, and you spend each minute of everyday life, then your desire to progress is slow. You are wasting only 100 rupees a minute. If your value is 1,000 rupees a minute and you are wasting minute by minute on day to day, then your progress is normal, moderate. If your each minute is valued at 10,000 rupees and you go on spending your minute, then the progress will be fast. If you value your minute at 100,000 rupees and spend your minute, then your progress is intense. That is why it says, if the object to be gained is sufficiently valued, if you value that progress on the path is worth 100,000 rupees a minute, then your progress will be intense. Then you will sleep the least, you will eat the least, you will talk the least, you will not care for the TV serial, you will care for this all the time. I don't say you have your normal life, but the intensity needed here is very clear. You have to get up in the morning, jump out of your bed in great earnestness, that another day begins and 1 day is less of my life, my effort should be greater. Unless that earnestness is in your life, results are not possible. Yoga Sutra demands nothing but absolute earnestness. With that earnestness alone, you can achieve something. Not at all. So, what does it say? Those who employ the will likewise differ, for its use may be intense, moderate or gentle. In respect of attainment of true spiritual consciousness, there is yet another way. First, in our next life if we meet together. And if you tell me that from that day you have left us till your matters, we have been progressing very much. Then gently I will tell you, there is yet another way. You see? That means when all your efforts in most earnest manner are over, then yoga begins. Then yoga begins. You get my point? Don't get discouraged. But the most potent, the most beautiful things to achieve need very great efforts. You ask any Olympic gold medalist what he has put in or what she has put in, and you will get some fair idea what one has to put in for this. An Olympic gold medal is nowhere near this. Ask a pianist, ask a person who plays beautiful violin, what effort he has put in or she has put in. The best of pianists break their backs and their fingers. They put it in warm water, again to put it in warm water, practice, again to put it in warm water, only to play the piano beautifully. And what is this compared to piano? So it requires tremendous effort. And then you all become perfect and earn your gold medal. I will tell you this, in respect to the attainment of true spiritual consciousness, there is yet another way. So I will tell you now what another way is. We first go with our normal way. The word, the idea or meaning and the object, this is called mental condition of judicial reasoning. Judicial reasoning. In our normal objective world, very few make use of judicial reasoning. Very successful law people, very great diplomats and statesmen, they make use of not judicial reasoning. Judicial reasoning means every word is examined for different meaning in context with the sentence used, and they gain the proper knowledge of how to answer that. So this is called judicial reasoning. Whether it is judicial reasoning, whether it is ordinary thought, nothing is free from memory. Because no thought, no judicial thinking, or no judicial reasoning can take place without memory. And memory is the most treacherous thing in this world. The most treacherous thing in this world is memory. Because memory is connected with the very dim past, in which, for the same word, you may have experienced different meanings. And in your judicial reasoning, when you make use of memory, all past emotional meaning you put in. You get my point? And the most correct answer through judicial reasoning may be wrong. Supposing I find that twice you have fooled me by particular statements as if you are very honest. The third time you are coming to me, you are making a statement, but this time you are honest. But my past memory says, no, this man pretends to be honest, he has always fooled me. My memory will tell me, you are not honest. Well, in fact, this time you are honest. You get my point? So judicial reasoning could be wrong, because it has to go with memory. This is called objective judicial reasoning. When you take apart memory from thinking, there is no thinking. You get my point? Because incoming impulses and memory patterns mix together to form a thought. We have learned this time and again. There in the diagram 3D, you see that incoming impulses go by the side channels and not over the memory pattern. This is judicial thinking without the aid of memory. When you reach that state where you come to judicial reasoning without the aid of memory, that means you don't make use of memory of past emotions, experiences, and therefore you come to an exact reaction. This type of judicial reasoning without the aid of memory is called inspiration. It's called inspiration or perception or intuition. All have different grades or shades. Inspiration is less than intuition, and intuition is less than perception. But these three don't make use of memory. So when you can arrive at judicial reasoning without memory, you take your first step to inspiration, the second step to intuition, and the third step to perception.
This is the first step, right?
No! Now in 43 we are coming to the first step, or one of the steps. Perception without judicial reasoning is arrived at when the memory no longer holds control. You get my point? The world and the objects are transcended and only the idea is present. I just now given you this example that this time you are wrong, but because of my memory, every word you speak I misjudge. But if I set aside memory, I will not misjudge you. So he says that judicial reasoning without memory, perception, it is one of the three, inspiration, intuition and perception. He, the author, has gone straight away to perception, but one of the three steps are there. Perception without judicial reasoning is arrived at when memory no longer holds control, the world and the objects are transcended and only the idea is present. Brain and involved mind cannot perceive. So the perceiver ought to be different. But if the mind is not involved and if the brain oscillations are subdued, the individual mind can perceive and can be the perceiver. In such rare moments of inspiration, first step is inspiration, second step will be intuition, and the fourth step will be perception. In such rare moments of inspiration, what and how does the individual mind perceive? It sees truth. It will not wait for you to tell me. I will see truth. Inspiration, intuition, perception will see through. Like an X-ray, it will see through. X-ray sees through certain objects and not through certain objects, and therefore in the X-ray, by two different kinds of light and shade, the surgeon is able to see what is wrong internally. But perception or intuition or even inspiration can see through everything. What the X-ray cannot see through, X-ray cannot see through our emotions, X-ray cannot see through our thoughts, X-ray cannot see through our mental gymnastics, but perception or intuition will see through everything. These are, according to Sage Patanjali, the Montessori class achievement. Constantly pours itself in every thought form. That is created. It is natural law. Otherwise, thinking is not possible. Even objective judicial reasoning is also not possible. But in the rare moment of inspiration, memory is shut off as in freebie. And this has value. You see, when we talk about value in our thinking, when we think about value, the values of life, when we talk about the values of life, it is when we are free from the oppression of past memory. Till then, our values will be different. Our priorities will be different. First thing in the morning you might get up. To some, it is most important to read the morning paper. To some, to read, to hear the morning news on the radio. To some, to have a square good breakfast. Some, to be very in a hurry to dress up and go out of the house. These are priorities. These are values. Somebody will get up 10 minutes late and do three-step rhythmic breathing. That is very useful. And in all these we have our memory. If we can take our memory from our daily life, it can mean two things. We can become zero, absolute, without memory. Or we may be in the first formation of being gods. Memory is a very intensely difficult and important subject. When a person is like a vegetable lying on the bed, because there is no memory and therefore no movement. Without memory there is no movement. You see? There is no speech. There is no thinking. And yet, to be without memory, one is in the making of a god. Why? One is a 3D all the time. Then one will be a 3C all the time. And there is yet another way that is still left. You get the point. So,
prior to being free from memory, the oscillation must stop.
Prior to be free from memory, the oscillations must come down. The whole world, from God knows from what time in the past, they have all tried various means of silencing this wave, this conscious wave, the number of thoughts that come here. There is no known remedy found anywhere to slow down this automatic machine of form making machine. The only method, the only remedy is breathing. Even slow breathing that is not 3SRV will have effect on it. But 3SRV will totally control it. So when 3SRV is established, the oscillations go down. When the oscillations go down, memory starts splitting. Because unless the thoughts are made, form at the rate of 120 a second, memory cannot freely flow in. If the thought becomes slow, it has to come in jerks. And slowly it is broken, its contact with the incoming impulses. So as your thought formation slows down, memory suffers. And when the side passages are open and there is no need to go over the memory pool, memory freezes. No use. Makes it rotten. It is the use that makes it active. You get that one? So, no use of memory.
Memory is also slow.
Yeah.
You refer to the example of a person in a vegetable condition. So he is without memory. Is he also the person in a vegetable?
No. Because consciousness is not there. He is helpless.
And then the conditions are there.
Conditions are not there because the side passages are not open. Unless the side passages are open, an incoming impulse need not go over the memory pool. Then only memory is discarded. But because of certain ailment or injury, if we are in a state of vegetable condition, it does not mean that we have overpowered memory. You get my point? We are not in a position to register that memory. The memory will be there, flowing. But it is as good as not being that because it will not be registered. Because all the functions, mainly all the functions of the brain are stopped.
Side passages are not open.
Side passages are not open. But when you come when side passages are open and memory is prevented from coming in. You get that one?
Ah,
Conscious eater. Conscious eater. The same two processes of concentration with and without judicial action of the mind can be applied also to things subtle. Once you reach first the condition of judicial reasoning, then you reach the condition of judicial reasoning minus memory. When you reach such stage, not only you can see through, penetrate, see through into the objective world, but also in the subjective world. For example, if you come to me with some cooked up story, which to all intents looks very true, somehow my mind will register what the real meaning behind the story is. You get my point? Because my memory will be out if I am in 3D state. And therefore perception or intuition or inspiration will penetrate. Depending upon intuition, perception or inspiration, I will be able to penetrate deep or deeper. And can see the meaning behind your words, whether they are right or wrong. In this intermediate state of 3A, flowing into the advanced stage of 3B, there are more repeated moments of inspiration and longer lasting. As long as objective judicial reasoning is there, the higher state is not reached because of memory. One is still at the objective state. One can see through objects and worldly intelligence only. But when one reaches the advanced stage of 3D and consciously keeps out memory, one is as competent with subtle conditions as also with lesser conditions. Book 2.1. The Yoga of Action leading to the union with the soul is theory, aspiration, spiritual reading and devotion to Ishvara. If you remember right in Book 1, in Yam and Niyam, we have gone through this. In Yam and Niyam in Book 1, or Book 2, take Book 1 and see Sutra number 32. Internal and external purification, contentment, theory aspiration, spiritual reading and devotion to Ishvara constitute Niyam or the five rules of life. The very first book. First page of second book. Second stage. Second stage. Book 2, rearrange. Sutra number 32. Got it? Got it? So here you are reading the same thing again here. The Yoga of Action leading to union with the soul is theory aspiration, spiritual reading and devotion to Ishvara. How do we take these three very vital, powerful steps? Theory aspiration.